This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, this is Grant Thompson here, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online every week for you to listen to at northsound1.com/listen again. Really busy week actually in Radio Land. We bring you the last 7 days of North Sound 1, all the best bits anyway. And coming up this week, we were out and about, well I actually was out and about at Asda in Garthie when the Coca-Cola truck, you know the one that's in the advert, holidays are coming. It was in Aberdeen, you might have been there, you might have got your photo taken. We were there live, you can hear what happened when we were there with Santa Claus as well for Cash for Kids. Old Mrs. Galloway visits Australia, that's to come. We give away £1,000 on a £1,000 Thursday. But let's begin on The Breakfast Show with myself and Yaz this week. We were talking about weight loss and a new plate that could help you with weight loss. Here's what happened. So we touched on this yesterday. Yaz has found a great invention to help tackle weight problems. And now, seeing as you're trying your best, I'm not being funny, but you're trying your best to watch your weight.
Yes.
And the calories. You've invested in one, and we're going to put it to the test to see if it has worked or if it will work.
Well, what it is, it's a lot of money actually, but hopefully worth it. This is a talking plate, which will tell me the truth on the food that I'm actually eating.
Right, okay, so if I ask this plate, which is in front of us, a question, it'll answer, yeah?
Yep.
Right, okay. I can't believe I'm talking to a plate, but okay, here we go. Hello, plate. How are you feeling?
Hi, Grant. I'm feeling a little flat at the moment. I've had a lot on my plate, to be honest.
Well, do you know what, right? I have to say, you're going to have a heck of a lot on your plate. You're going to have to put Yaz to the test. What's that you've got there?
Well, I thought I've got a fried breakfast. I've got a couple of rashers of bacon. That's going on there. Two sausages and some scrambled eggs as well.
Hey, Yaz, how do you like your eggs?
I cannot believe I'm getting chat from the plate.
What else have you got down there, Yaz?
Okay, I've got a nice sort of sticky bun, so I'm going to place that on the plate and then ask a question that, well, a lot of women want to know, me included, Grant. Does my bun look big in this?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
Do you know what, Grant? I've had it with this plate.
Can confirm that that plate only helps weight loss as part of a calorie controlled diet. This is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. You're listening online at northsound1.com/listen again. Fancy £1,000? Yes. Okay then, here's what happened when Liz found out. She texted in and won £1,000 on £1,000 Thursday.
All day you've been texting in for your chance to win £1,000 on £1,000 Thursday. Now's the exciting bit. We've got to phone somebody back.
Hello.
Hello, Liz.
Yeah.
It's Andy James and Elisa from North Sound 1. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So, you text through earlier on for your chance to win £1,000, yeah?
I did, yeah.
£1,000, eh? Whew. That'd sort your Christmas out, wouldn't it, Elisa?
Oh, good shopping spree could be done there.
Yeah. Oh, you could go on an amazing holiday. What would you spend the money on, Liz, if you won it?
Yeah, I think I'd probably take my kids on holiday, actually.
Well done, Liz, you've won £1,000!
Oh my goodness!
You can take the kids on holiday, you can do whatever you want.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Now, I had to go deliver the cash to Liz, and oh my, did she live in the middle of nowhere, but very happy for her. £1,000 from North Sound 1, and your chance to win another £1,000 Thursday soon. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Holidays are coming. Getting quite excited. And holidays are here when you see that Coca-Cola Christmas advert. You know the one with the truck with Santa on it? That was in Aberdeen on Sunday. You might have saw it at Asda Garthie or in Union Street. Here's what happened when we were live with Santa and the Coca-Cola truck. Sunday afternoon, and this is North Sound 1 live at Asda in Garthie with the iconic Coca-Cola truck and another North Sound icon. It's Michelle Herod, who's our charity manager for Cash for Kids. Michelle, it's freezing. How are you?
It's absolutely freezing. Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. There's so many people down here, so many children donating gifts to Santa to pass on to underprivileged children here.
We should probably mention that. That's why we're here as well. Now, obviously, we're here to see the Coca-Cola truck, but we're here to give a little back. Santa's here, not giving presents today. He's having a day off. He's taking presents for underprivileged kids in the Aberdeenshire area as our Christmas toy appeal is in full force this afternoon.
Definitely is. And the tins have been rattling out there, people donating if they haven't brought a gift. But our Santa's grotto is chock-a-block with toys and presents for children. Absolutely fabulous response. Thank you, everyone that's coming down here.
Very quickly, if anybody's coming along, what kind of gifts are we looking for this year?
We're looking for anything, but we're really trying to concentrate a little bit more on older children this year. We've loads and loads of toys, which is fabulous, but think about the older ones as well.
So it would be ideally maybe 14, 15, 16 year olds?
Yeah, the teenagers, secondary school age, just obviously they're not going to play with toys, but they want something a little bit different. And it's not that difficult. Smelly things, you know, bits and pieces like that is great. They always love that kind of thing.
And we're with the lovely Claire, who works for Asda. Now, Claire, you're first of all wrapped up for winter quite sensibly with your gloves, thermal socks on. What are you doing this afternoon? You've got a tombola going on.
Yeah, we got a tombola and we had lucky dips for the kids as well. So
how's it been going?
It's been going really well, actually.
I'm going to have to admit, I've never played tombola before. How does it work? You buy, a couple of tickets?
Yeah, you usually pay £1 and then you get 3 tickets. And if it ends in a 5 or a 0, you get a prize. So lots of different stuff to win.
We've still got loads of stuff on the table. We've got some soft drinks, we've got shortbread, we've got chocolates, loads of great stuff to be won. So it's £1 for 3 tickets?
Yes.
Listen, Claire, you've done a great job. And Asda do a lot for Cash for Kids. Give us an idea of some of the stuff you've been doing this year.
Well, we've got the trolley doing the toy collection in store. We did a fundraiser in October for Halloween. So we had the fire and rescue service down and the police as well. So the kids were seeing about the vehicles and just kind of the same fundraising sort of ideas as well.
Same stuff that's going on today. Yeah. Denise, thanks for coming on. And we've also, Claire, thanks for coming on. I was meaning to Denise because Denise is here as well. And Ryan, who are really excited about being on the radio. You guys have brought some presents for our toy appeal.
We certainly have, yep.
What have we got here? So we've got one wrap one and we've got a, looks like a game as well.
Yeah, it's a game for 5 years and over, Kerplunk. So we think that's going to be quite good for anybody to use, boys or girls.
And what's the present you've got there wrapped?
This is for a present my son's got.
Oh, right, so that's not for, we'll just ignore that, it's not for the toy field then. So Denise is bringing something along. Ryan, you excited about being on the radio?
Yes.
First time on the radio?
Yes.
He's a radio star in the making. It's North Sound 1 live from Asda and Garthy, and in the background you can hear the Grampian Police pipe bands. That's Jingle Bells they're doing in the background. This is Grant Thompson here with the iconic Coca-Cola truck. We're in the car park of Asda and Garthy. You'll know how busy it is this afternoon if you're stuck in your car. Some major tailbacks on the A90, but anyway, you know that if you're heading down here for a photo. The Coca-Cola truck itself is leaving here in about 5-10 minutes. It's going to be heading down Union Street this afternoon. We reckon it's going to be between 2 and 3 o'clock. If you are taking photos of it, make sure you post them on our Facebook at facebook.com/NorthSound1. We want to see all your photos of the Coca-Cola truck. And of course, the Cash for Kids toy appeal continues here at Asda Garthy. We're looking for your presents for underprivileged kids in the Aberdeenshire area.
Just an amazing day, and if you've got your photo taken and you've not put it on our Facebook page yet, do it now. It's facebook.com/NorthSound1. We want your photos when you were seeing the Santa Claus truck for Coca-Cola. This is North Sound 1's best of podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. And finally, it's our weekly Robin Galloway wind-up call. Here's what happened when old Mrs. Galloway got a little bit stuck in Australia.
Hello, it's about the Segway.
Yes, how can I help you?
It's old Mrs. Galloway, dear. I'm 89. I can't get it to stop.
And you're on a Segway and you can't get it to turn off.
What do I do?
Well, how are you talking to me now?
I'm on my mobile hands-free.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, the thing is it, you can't get it to stand still. If you stand upright, does
yes.
it stand still?
No, dear, I think there's been a malfunction.
It should be just standing up and down now.
Still moving, dear.
Can you go towards a wall? Have you got a wall close?
Move towards a wall.
A brick wall or something.
You want me to drive into a brick wall?
Just very slowly and lean it up against the brick wall and then step off it so it cannot go any further forward.
I'm heading towards the wall.
Just be very careful, very slow.
Going slowly. It stopped.
Good. So you can get off it now.
No, it started again. Oh, it started again.
Go towards the wall again. When you lean back...
Yes?
It will move backwards. So if you put your weight forward...
Yes?
Then it shouldn't go any further forward if you're leaning against the wall. Get off it quickly when you get it against the wall. Step straight backwards. Don't lean backwards.
All right, I'm going to try again, dear. I'm at the wall.
Well, step off first.
Yes.
Are you off the machine?
I've got one foot off.
Take the other foot off. Have you got the info key there?
I've got both feet off, but it's dragging me.
Well, you'll have to let go. Won't just run away, run away.
Whoa!
Yes, you've come off it.
What do I do now?
Well, where's the machine?
It's away down the street and I can't go after it now.
Get your grandson.
Speak to the lady.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Your grandmother has had a difficult time on the Segway, by the sounds of it.
Why did you rent this to her?
Well, I didn't. I'm talking to you from Melbourne.
Well, my grandmother says that she didn't get adequate training.
Go back to the company that you've hired it from and say, look, you've just had a terrible experience.
It's old Mrs. Galloway again, dear. I'm all right, Belinda. Hello. Thank you very much. Oh, hold on, dear. Hold on.
Yep.
It's coming back up the street.
This has to be a prank call. Who's calling me?
The Segway's coming back of its own accord.
I've been taken for a ride.
I was taken for a ride, dear.
Who is it that is calling me that knows my number?
Belinda, it's Robin Galloway from a radio show in Scotland.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I certainly was taken for a ride. Along with Mrs. Callahan.
Mrs. Galloway.
It's all right, dear. You're getting almost as confused as I am.
Please come here next time.
Thank you, Belinda.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.